Next, we'll review a case where formative research helped lay a strong foundation for stakeholder engagement and provided researchers with important insights. HPTN-061 was a study to determine the feasibility of an HIV testing and counseling intervention and of accompanied health referrals for Black men who have sex with men, MSM, and transgender women. At the San Francisco site of 061, they used the name the Unity Study. In San Francisco, the study team knew recruitment would be a major challenge. While the site had experience recruiting MSM and transgender women for HIV vaccine studies, they were aware that the population of Black MSM and transgender women in San Francisco was quite small. So recruiting the numbers they needed for Unity would be challenging. Also, in a previous study around perceptions of HIV vaccine research, they found a strong distrust of research, researchers, and the government amongst this population. This time, the team would need new, more substantial recruitment strategies. So, they decided to initiate some new formative research work to learn about the best way to do outreach for the Unity study. Two members of the site's existing community advisory board helped establish a collaborative council of locally prominent Black MSM, and this council became involved in actual design and conduct of the formative research. Through conversations with potential council members, as well as conversations with the council itself, major decisions about the study were made, including the name and logo, and the focus on overall health. At the council's advice, the study staff convened three separate councils in different neighborhoods to learn more specifically about reaching potential trial participants in those neighborhoods. Findings from these activities were very rich. In particular, they influenced the way health referrals were conducted, the decision to focus recruitment in San Francisco, and recruitment language and strategies. The integrated approach demonstrated that stakeholders had valuable input that benefited the trial and laid a strong foundation for engagement and support for the entire trial process. In addition, community stakeholders helped establish an environment that would be conducive to recruitment in the Unity study. These efforts resulted in the site achieving its recruitment goals. In summary, formative research is usually an initial activity, and it forms the basis of trial plans, including protocol development and of stakeholder engagement. When done well, and in partnership with stakeholders, it will provide key information about the trial context.